in relating all the activity and all the spirit that's around Louis Armstrong, because people might say he's dead, but to me, he's still living. Because there's an energy and a spirit in that house, and there's an energy and a spirit when you hear his voice, when you see his face, that makes you feel good. You've got to understand that the force behind this man was Lucille Armstrong. He adored her. She was a divine presence. She was a feminine feminist who just took great pride in being a good wife to the man she loved. The whole activity of the development of the Louis Armstrong Educational Foundation, this was a joint effort that came about out of a desire that both Lucille and Louis had decided upon, because they were partners. And Lucille and Louis both had serious conversations with Evelyn Cunningham, whom they loved and respected, and they really felt that she was very wise. You see, Louis had some kind of a forethought about what he was going to leave behind in the world, but he never in his wildest dreams imagined what it could be. However, Lucille, on the other hand, was completely aware of his impact because she used to sit in the audience and watch what he could do with people. And so that when something was done as important as this foundation, it was Lucille Armstrong who was very much involved in the creation of it. And even so, she believed in it so that when she died, she left everything she owned in this whole world to the foundation.